It's another manic Monday afternoon, and fewer showers around today, but then you just heard Chris Miller in the news talk about a light shower on the South Shore. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hey, look, I had a blast. There was an 80s night. DJ Shane Love had an 80s night at Daiquiris and Cream on the North Shore. And this is in Mandeville, and had a chance to go over there for that Friday night. That's why I missed the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. I was at Daiquiris and Cream over there, and God, you know, so tempting to drink a daiquiri and then hit the bridge, but no, I didn't do it. It's kind of hard to dance when you're totally sober. It is for me, anyway. I mean, I don't know whether I look better. I don't know whether I dance better sober, or I just think I'm dancing better sober.
I remember we was talking at the beginning of the show about how the Olympic balance beam gymnasts can do these flips on this beam, and they can, without even looking.
Yeah.
Some of us, we can't even walk a straight line on concrete.
Well, that's true. No, I wasn't even going to. You know, some of those daiquiris look very, very delicious, but and quite refreshing. But no, you know, I had to do it. Had to do it sober. Had to. So yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. 80s night over there was a good time. Hey, I want to remind you that you can listen to this entire show anytime you want. You can listen to it, you know, 1 to 4 in the afternoon, or you can download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the app, and you can listen to all 3 hours, listen to 1 hour, or listen to just highlights of the show. I mean, Coleman and Ian put this together, and it's a great service and a great opportunity to check out the show. Download the Audacy app and follow me, Scoot, and it'll come right to you. And you can also tell your smartphone to just play WWL. All right, so I did not hear Donald Trump actually say it, but I just heard it again, what he said when he was talking to the Christians. He said, quote, "I love you Christians." And I'm reading a transcript of what Donald Trump said. And the story that I'm reading says, "I love you Christians. I'm a Christian. But when you listen to it, I can see where somebody would think Donald Trump said, 'I love you Christians. I'm not a Christian.'" I don't know whether Trump just let that slip out, or if he meant to say that, or if it just sounded like he said it. I don't know. Because, you know, we're so picky these days that somebody might actually say something, but we hear something else. And I heard Donald Trump, I thought he said, "I'm not a Christian." But I could also hear him say, "I am a Christian." But then he goes on to say, "I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good, you're not going to have to vote." Now, when I first heard this, I interpreted this way. Donald Trump is saying that this country is going to be in such great shape. Gas prices are going to be low. Salaries are going to be, I can't wait for that. Man, if Donald Trump's going to boost my salary, I'm voting for Trump. I mean, I would love my salary to be boosted. Wouldn't you want yours boosted? So, you know, if Donald Trump's going to do that, why wouldn't I vote for Donald Trump? He's going to do all these things. Everything is going to be so great that we're not going to have to vote again. But I don't really know what that means, because the words are, "You're not going to have to vote again." Now, Americans who support Donald Trump will say, "Listen to Trump. Believe what he says, because he will follow through on what he says." Okay, so Donald Trump at this Christian conference says, "You got to get out and vote. You won't have to vote again if I win the election." Should we take that verbatim? I mean, Americans remember after Donald Trump lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden, he said he won. Trump worked to overturn the election results, even though he knew he lost, to make him president under false pretense. So he wanted to continue his presidency, even though reports indicate that he knew he lost. Well, we've learned that Donald Trump, during the January 6th attack on the Capitol, remained passive. He did nothing. We even know that some of Trump's closest allies, like Fox News host Sean Hannity, called him up and urged him to publicly plead with the rioters to stop, and Donald Trump did nothing for an extended period of time. So what did Trump mean when he said, "If I'm elected, you won't have to vote again"? Right after the speech, Donald Trump's spokesperson, Stephen Chung, did not exactly clarify Trump's comment. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said it was just a classic Trumpism and should not be taken seriously. How do we know what to take seriously and what not to take seriously? I'm a little confused about that. With the new power that would be invested in the President of the United States via Project 2025, if Trump is elected, could Trump's statement have meant that there will be no future elections? I mean, that seems ridiculous. But the hate for Democrats and the hate for any opposition to Donald Trump and the way Trump wants things is so intense that there are Americans who might want Trump to be president forever, or that Trump should appoint the next president, perhaps J.D. Vance. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas said on CNN State of the Union, oh, that was obviously Trump making a joke. But there's a pattern here. Why is it when Donald Trump says something extremely threatening that he's just joking? I mean, I heard him say it, and it didn't seem like a joke. And I thought I could tell the difference between a joke and a statement. And I didn't hear it sounding like a joke at all. Is Trump now a comedian? The fact that talking about becoming an authoritative president is surrounding Trump right now also maybe adds value to the phrase, you won't have to vote anymore. But Trump has denied that he would be an authoritarian president. Now, I don't think anybody would be so dumb as to say there are not going to be any more elections in this country. And Donald Trump is not dumb. Therefore, I have to believe that what he said was a joke. I hope it was a joke. But I have faith in our democracy. And I witnessed democracy winning in the face of the attack on the Capitol January 6th. But if aspects of Project 2025 are executed, if Trump wins, I'm not sure we can be sure of what our government's going to look like in another 4 years. But Trump was just joking when he said, you're not going to have to worry about voting anymore. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, we're going to have fun this hour. This is the day in 1978. You know, I guess by 1978, the disco craze was fading. And Grease had come out, and Grease was just such a phenomenal movie. Just a fun movie, great summertime movie. On this day in 1978, the Grease soundtrack was the number one album in the country. So all this hour, we're going to be featuring tracks from the Grease soundtrack as our bumper music. Okay, let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, welcome to the show, and thank you for hanging on, Mike.
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Scoop.
Sure.
If you wouldn't have said it the way you had said it, that Trump comment, 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't even was called the show. But it's the way you said it, it's like when a Democrat say, if Trump get elected, it's going to be the end of democracy. And, you know, I didn't hear no what they mean by that, you know. So when he said it the way he said, as a Republican, a right-leaning independence, okay, all right, I understood it to mean that, hey, you know, things gonna go back the way it was when he was in office 4 years ago. You know, we're gonna have low gas prices, just like you mentioned when you came back after the news. Mm-hmm. You know, and without a doubt, Scoop, things were more better 4 years ago, or 3.5 years ago than what they are today.
Yeah, some things were a lot better. There are people who have a lot of money in the stock market, and they would say that things are better right now in a lot of ways. But I understand what you're saying. But, you know, there was the recovery of COVID, and I don't think presidents have that much to do with gas prices, if you want to just strictly talk about gas prices. I don't blame the president for that.
You don't think the fracking? You don't think the fracking helped brought gas prices down?
I don't.
You don't think cutting all those regulations helped cut are prices down that made things cheaper, you know, that made things more affordable. I mean, all those were his policies.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't think
Biden got in office and rolled everything and cut them all off.
Yeah, I think fracking is more a fear tactic than it is reality. I mean, that's my opinion. And I'm being honest with you, Mike. I don't think that had that big a deal. I think that there are, you know, look, gas prices were really low after the pandemic when Trump was president. They were really low
the pandemic.
Well, before the pandemic, I don't know how much a president controls gas prices.
What about the regulations? I mean, he have a lot to do with
isn't this the highest we've ever been with oil production in the United States? I think this is the highest we've ever been.
Because of Biden's policies.
But wait, if we're at a high oil production rate, that's not a bad thing, is it?
But when we was at a high, when Trump was in office, we had lower prices. So
That was after the pandemic, and nobody went anywhere. So it's supply and demand. When gas isn't being used, the prices go down. When everybody's going places and using a lot of gas, the gas prices go up. The oil companies are making record profits, billion dollar profits. All of the oil companies are making billions in profits.
It's a known fact that the regulations that Trump took away helped bring down the prices.
Yeah, I'm not honestly, Mike. If that's the case, that's fine. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in gas prices, but I do know that presidents are not really the driving force of gas prices. But I'm glad you had a chance to bring this up because I know a lot of people agree with you. I'd have to go back and take a look at that. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come back with more of your comments. All right, so we're featuring the bumper music from the soundtrack of the movie Grease, which was number one in the country on this day in 1978. And here is a classic from Grease. We'll let this play as we go into break. Great summertime music. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.